Hey there, it's the Pete here for another episode of the Pete Podcast, another unscheduled or off schedule, I guess, episode. If you missed the part three of the post-election madness series, I guess, which these are all just going to be that for a while, I think. But if you missed part three, I apologize. I didn't realize the MP3 wouldn't end up feeding properly into the podcast stream when I used ifttt.com to cross-post the part three episode of the podcast to Audio Boom, which is where I source this podcast because it's got a really easy app, a really intuitive app to use to record podcasts. So, oh my goodness. I'm recording this on November 18th, which is exactly a month and one day before the Electoral College chooses to do the right thing or elect Donald Trump the next president of the United States. It's such a messed up situation, as I'm sure you can imagine, unless you're one of those people that actually thinks a Trump presidency is a good idea. Now, I understand the motivation to vote, to do a protest vote, and to elect this freak, liar, criminal, con man, etc., etc. These are all things that he's been accused of. You know, this guy, I mean, he's just such a, you know, joke. You know, anybody who's grown up in the, who's spent their entire lives, or not their entire life, but I grew up in the tri-state area, as I've mentioned before. This guy, no, this guy, that's all you need to know. And there are plenty of people who really think he's a great guy. And then there are plenty of people who voted for him because they just really wanted to screw with the system and try to shake things up because it was a protest vote. And I get that, but you're playing with human lives here. A protest vote here will cost many, many lives in the short term and long term, depending on how you define long term, I suppose. You know, just think about it. So Hillary won the popular vote by well over a million votes. And it's probably going to be an even wider margin as the counting of the ballots continues. So this is, you know, on a completely side note, this is what frustrates me about our election system, is that we let the media call elections long before the ballots are finished being counted. And I'd rather just wait until all the ballots are counted before we decide who's doing what. But, you know, anyway, I mean, it's the one part of the election I want to stretch out. But regardless, my interest is not in making for more drama. It's for being sure. Because the last time somebody won the popular vote but lost the electoral vote, you know, things went a little pear-shaped for a lot of people. And Bush being allowed into the White House is, you know, essentially directly responsible for the deaths of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people around the world. You know, and it's like, this isn't a little thing. This isn't, you know, something to be glib about, in my opinion. I mean, I suppose we all have to, you know, do what we have to, you know, sleep at night and to feel like we can move on with our lives. So humor does that. But, it's like I read something from Jon Stewart saying how, I don't think America's a different country than it was 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, nobody's saying it's a different country. It's just those of us on the left side of things are just like, oh, really? Is that our country? It's not that it's different than it was. It's that it's different than we thought. And that's the really shocking thing. Sorry for the vibration here. Getting some notifications. Anyway, that's the reality, is that America has always been this messed up. It's just, you know, Trump has given them all voice. And that's what I'm getting at, is that it's not Trump himself that scares me. I know America's a strong country, but I also know it has its, you know, really cowardly moments, you know, and there are tons of cowards who live in America, cowards who are afraid of, you know, a man dressed as a woman standing next to them at the, in the men's room. Or actually it would be the other way around, wouldn't it? Women being afraid of a man dressed as a woman. Like, what is the big deal? I've actually been in the men's room with a cross-dressing man, and it's no big deal. I mean, it was a little weird because, you know, this was a bunch of years ago. I was a much younger, stupider person. But you know what? I made it out alive. Didn't catch anything. Didn't feel the urge to turn gay or anything. Any of that crazy, stupid, ignorant stuff that, you know, I'm sure people believe. Because, you know, it's not reality. And and if you do feel the urge to go the other way, as the stereotype says, you know, maybe that's something you should explore on your own and not be afraid of. It's gay sex, you know, what's the big deal? Anyway, the point is, things are just really beyond screwed up because Trump is going to do horrible things. You know, remember 2000 once again. It's like after Bush was allowed into the White House, what happened? They were mocking him ruthlessly in the media and calling him a lame duck president. And, you know, he was going nowhere and he sure seemed like an idiot. And then all of a sudden 9/11 happened. And because Bush was an idiot, he reacted the way the terrorists wanted him to, which was knee jerk and let's go to war, baby. You want a piece of this? And then, you know, he just went for it. And he wanted to invade Iraq first. But luckily, he yielded to his advisors who were like, yeah, Iraq had nothing to do with this. And so, well, we'll invade Afghanistan. And where did that get us? Nothing. And a lot of dead people in Afghanistan. We never did catch, Osama. Obama killed Osama. and then when we did invade Iraq, yeah, Saddam was brought down. But guess what? He was a stabilizing force in the Middle East. We shouldn't have brought him down. You know, we should have left him alone. He was a brutal person in a lot of ways. His sons were brutal people in a lot of ways. But guess what? It was more stable then than it is now. We screwed it up. Bush screwed it up. And now if anything like that is going to happen here, you know, I mean, you can bet Trump is an idiot and a bombastic fool. You can bet that, you know, things are going to go pear-shaped for all of America because of Trump. You know, and probably all of the world. I mean, it's just flabbergasting that people would be so shallow and selfish to think, you know, let's elect this idiot, this horrible human being. You know, and I'm trying to draw the Ballpoint Adventures comic strip for next week, or trying to write it, and I spent about an hour just sort of, you know, not sure which direction to go in because there are so many things wrong with what's going on right now. So many, you know, I mean, he's appointing racists and bigots and sexists to his cabinet. And it's just like, and I can't decide if people are really surprised at this or honestly surprised at this or just, you know, so kind of knee-jerking themselves, so used to how ridiculous things are. And so they're just like, do you believe that? Yeah, I do believe it. I do believe that Trump would appoint a racist dickhead to be on his cabinet, to be his senior advisor or whatever the hell that guy from Breitbart is. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. Of course he's doing this. Of course. Why would you think anything but? Come on. No, it's you know, we need to focus on what matters here, and that's the Electoral College. Go sign that petition on change.org, please. Go to change.org and just do a search for Trump, or rather electoral vote, or electoral college, and you'll find it. So anyway, all right, I'm out of time once again. It has been a pleasure talking to you once again, as I always do. As I said, these are probably going to be more often than once a week, so please keep your eyes on your podcatcher app, whatever you use to listen to podcasts. And please feel free to drop me a line, drop me a note on Audioboom or Twitter or my blog. Or podcast.thepete.com, wherever you listen to this, let me know what you think. And good luck to all of us, huh? It's so much more to go into. All right, thanks so much for listening. This has been The Pete for The Pete Podcast from thepete.com. Please read ballpointadventures.com. Thank you. Bye.